Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the Sickle CII toll-free number. You can call in and talk about anything. This is Luther with you tonight.
Jason.
And Pete.
And obviously Ian and Mark are out. They are down at a talkers convention in Texas. Are you looking for camping, hunting, and shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they are a family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low, they can't be mentioned. Get an additional 5% off with a coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. And let's go to the phones. This is obviously the show where you can take control. And let's go to Kevin. Kevin, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. It says here that you're a new listener and you just stumbled across the show.
Yeah, I was driving and I lost the radio station I was listening to, so I just did the little voice search thing and it said, hey, free talk. I was like, I can do that.
Well, we're the farm team. Usually it's Mark and Ian with you tonight, but I'm glad you like this show so far enough to call in.
I'm having a good time listening. So yeah. What I wanted to talk about is I'm an analyst for a financial firm, just brand new actually, just graduated college back in May. And I'm noticing one of the things about people who are in debt is that the rate of inflation, as it goes up, it devalues their debt, and then they, you know, relatively because of the inflation, they don't owe as much. So I'm putting together an essay, probably close to the same length as my thesis. So far, it's about 20 pages. I'm thinking about 80, but it seems like a sustained inflation would devalue the national debt, and in a way, you know, make it much easier to pay off because the debt is, that, you know, we have $14 trillion in debt, and sustained controlled inflation, you know, after maybe 10 years of it, then our $14 trillion in debt would be worth, you know, the equivalent to 1.4 then.
Wait, you say we have this debt. Who do you mean we have this debt?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the national debt is about $14 trillion.
Oh, okay. I don't associate myself with those people.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I believe that's the idea on why the Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply, is that, you know, if we just make our money so worthless, we can pay off that debt really easily. But I think what's going to happen is the countries that we owe this debt to, or the other central banks, or that the national debt owes, I had to correct myself there. I think what's going to happen is that they're not going to want to accept our dollars because they're not going to be worth anything if we devalue it so much, or if they devalue it so much.
Right. And I'm not talking about, you know, instant massive inflation. You know, sometimes, like, you see, there was an example, I believe it was Bolivia, where the money, somebody would get paid, you know, 13,000 Bolivian dollars, and by the time they got home from work with their money, then it would be worth a tenth of what it was. That's an extreme case. Talking about, say, a sustained controlled thing, where maybe over a period of 10 or 15 years, the value of the debt goes down by about 50%.
It's a good question, Kevin.
Unassisted inflation would be about 10%. We're talking about 50%. And yes, that would make it austere. But most of the government debt, granted, a chunk of it is owned by other central banks and other countries. But most of the national debt is owned by investors in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, Kevin. But at the end of the day, I mean, no individual or group of experts knows how to run an economy, much less a monetary supply. You know, whether it's a controlled 10-year, 15-year plan or hyperinflation. I mean, it's completely arbitrary. They're operating with fiat-based currency. It has nothing backing it. They print it out of thin air. So, I mean, to get more of it into circulation only continues to devalue all goods and services that, you know, rely on this medium of exchange. So, I mean, as with anything else, anything that's has competition, has proper incentives, you know, it's much more transparent, accountable, and that's why I think it has been a big movement towards other means of exchange, including precious metals or advocates of open banking, for example.
You know what? I'm losing you guys here. Thanks for letting me on the air and getting my piece in.
All right.
Sorry, I'm losing my reception.
Keep listening, Kevin, and thanks for the call. I can see how that it's very appealing to want to inflate it so that you know will be more manageable, but the consequences of that are so drastic and so negative that it's really not worth it at all. It's better to just not have that debt to begin with, and I don't know how the national debt can go away. I don't really concern myself with that. It's going to cause problems down the road. I can definitely foresee that, especially if they continue to pump money into circulation into the economy.
Right. It's just bubble after bubble, and eventually, you know, there's never been a fiat-backed currency in the history of the world that is able to sustain itself, and the Federal Reserve notes are no exception.
Yeah, I didn't mean to pick on the guy by differentiating myself with that debt, but I think it's important that people repudiate that debt and don't consider it theirs, because personally, I don't like how that money was spent. I don't like how the money is raised. You know, they force people to pay their taxes in order to fund war, the police state, all these things. And so I would like to do without those things. So I definitely repudiate that, and I would encourage everybody else to also.
Sure, sure. And open the market up to different monies and let them compete. And that's actually originally how the dollar came about here in the States. The Spanish dollar or Spanish real was a coin minted down in South America and shipped out of Panama, but it circulated through North America as well with the British and French colonies here. And at the time, the United States government had continental dollars, and they weren't worth anything because they were just paper promises like what we have now. But people were using silver coins anyway as a medium of exchange or bartering in other ways. And so I think it was during George Washington's presidency, they adopted a silver standard based on the Spanish dollar. And then later, I think under Jefferson, they started minting dollars. I'm not sure on that, though.
Yeah, there's a big advocate of leaving people resources to check out. So if you want to learn more about this, a book I think probably all of us in this room are familiar with and a lot of listeners are is What Has Government Done to Our Money by Murray Rothbard. It's just over, it's 120 pages, real slim read, mm-hmm. but it has a lot of historical context and how it's applicable today. So
what
has government done to our money? It's free online through the Mises Institute.
Yeah, and he has other books on this subject that are good, like A History of Money in the Americas, which I thought was really good. And they discuss how the colonies were inflating their money supply, and it caused a lot of problems, and the British government was cracking down on them. So when the Articles of Confederation were written, and later the Constitution, they banned states from making anything money except silver and gold.
Mm-hmm. And then, so eventually they phased out precious metals backing currency, and I think Nixon was the last president.
Yes, he killed the gold standard, and the history of that was the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, and slowly they just started putting more paper into circulation instead of coins, and then by 1964 they devalued their coins that they had in circulation. So instead of making them out of 90% silver, they were some of them were 40% silver, and some of them were just like a copper nickel mix. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten even cheaper since then. Like our pennies are just zinc. You know, it's
and those dimes that were printed before when?
64. 64 and prior.
They're worth about $3 now, I believe.
Right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, check out. There's a silver calculator app that Drew, who called in earlier, him and his colleague Nick. Develop, but it's free for Droid and iPhone, silver calculator.
Yeah, and what I think is interesting is you could buy more than a tank of gas with a quarter back then.
I was going to bring that up. Ron Paul mentioned that in a debate because Michelle Bachmann was saying, if I'm president, I'll get gas below $3. And Ron Paul's like, I'll get it below a dime, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. So 855-450-3733. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can
those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's a show where you take control, and this is Luther,
Jason,
and Pete.
And Ian and Mark are down in Texas tonight. I'd like to talk to you about jurisdictionary.com. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do something about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Oh, I'm sorry, to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive. Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. in civil or criminal manners in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. This is Jurisdictionary.com. And before we get to your calls, this is a show about your calls, after all, but before we do, I just want to remind our listeners out there that tonight is the last night to vote at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live. The voting ends at midnight Eastern. Go there. We're in the political/news category, and vote us up. We've won that award many times in a row. Several times, I believe 5 times over the last year. So let's keep up that tradition. Go to podcastawards.com. And we have callers on the line. Let's go to Brad in Minneapolis. Brad, are you with us?
Oh, hello. This is Brad in Minneapolis, as you said. I called in on Tuesday to tell you about a protest regarding raw milk.
Right, I heard that.
A bunch of
the
folks
Freedom
are
Riders,
coming.
Right?
That's right, raw milk Freedom Riders. And I mentioned on Tuesday that my wife and a friend of hers are going to go down and join, be part of that protest. They have just taken an online course on activism, and I thought you guys could give them some pointers on the activist experience you guys have had in Keene with your Free State project. So I'm going to give you now here to our friend Natasha, and she's going to talk about what she's doing on the Run of Freedom Riders, and you guys can give her pointers on activism.
All right, sounds good. So I guess we're going to talk to Natasha. Natasha, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Natasha, thanks so much for doing this in the first place.
Oh, you know what? We have to. I guess it's one of those things where if you don't stop it at some point, it's going to keep on going forward, and it'll be too late to try and stop anything.
Absolutely.
So I guess for the audience, can you just briefly describe what you have in store?
Yeah, I'm nervous. If people want more information, they can go to rawmilkfreedomriders.com. But the gist of what we're doing is it's moms and people from across the country are going to meet in Pennsylvania and defy the FDA's ban on the interstate commerce of raw milk,
mm-hmm.
and purchase the milk in Pennsylvania, cross the border, and then hold a peaceful protest in front of the FDA. And our focus is on the FDA's aggression towards small farms and the farmers, and on the FDA's ban on interstate commerce of raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the timing is really pertinent right now, because right now, I don't know if you guys have talked about it, but up in Canada, farmer Michael Schmidt is coming up on a month of a hunger strike. He's been persecuted by the Canadian government, and they ruled in his favor at one ruling, and then this last month they ruled against him and held him guilty of everything. So he's on a hunger strike. And the whole point of his hunger strike is to meet with the Premier of Canada. And he has not been given a meeting yet, because he just wants to meet and explain why he feels this is wrong, and the Premier will not meet with him. So he's coming up on a month of his hunger strike.
Wow.
And
that's...
you can find out about that at thecompletepatient.com.
Wow. That's...
if you want to know more about that.
Pretty powerful stuff. And a hunger strike is a bold statement. It says, you know, that you're willing to put your life on the line, that you believe in this so passionately.
Yeah. He's doing it. I mean, they've persecuted him, and so his livelihood is he's not even doing it because of that. He's doing it because he recognizes that if we take away this food, we lose our health, and we lose our children, and it's gone.
Yeah. There was a judge, I can't remember where he was, but he's actually been quoted as saying, you don't have the right to choose what food you put in your body.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that judge? His name is, Judge Fiedler ruled it last month in Wisconsin, and there has been such a backflow on it that he has resigned from his position, and oddly enough now works for Monsanto. Not directly for Monsanto, but on a legal firm that represents Monsanto. So we know where his strings are being pulled.
You guys called in to hear tips and things, and I'm at your website, and I think you're doing a lot right. Earlier you described that your tactics were going to be peaceful. You're doing a good job publicizing the civil disobedience of crossing state lines. Something that we're using more and more here in Keene is that we're live videoing things. So that way, if people can't make it out to your rally, they can at least watch live. And when we were at the Jefferson Memorial, we had about 1,000 people watching the 300 people that showed up there, and it made us all feel much safer.
In case they try to confiscate video cameras, if you're just recording it, if you're broadcasting it live, on the other hand, it's already out there on the internet. There's nothing they can do to erase that footage and erase their guilt.
That's true. Oh, that's a very good point. Okay.
Yeah, and I think y'all's proximity, I mean, Southeast Pennsylvania looks like your meetup starts. We'd try to reach out to some of the Philly-based activists and stuff, get more cameras out there, get more support, and just continue to do outreach, but... You know, like Tally said, I think the more devices to film and, you know, make sure folks know if they're going to be traveling in vehicles, obviously, like if they get stopped, what their rights are regarding that. You know, people want to run through scenarios ahead of time, make sure they have recording devices nearby, make sure they know their rights, they don't consent, and things like that.
Okay, and where do we find that kind of information? What's the best source?
For Pennsylvania, I'm not so sure.
You mean like activist tips?
Well, yeah, like you said, like knowing their rights when you get pulled over. We're just moms from Minnesota driving out because we feel like we have, you know, we don't want to let our kids and say we didn't do anything. So I don't know where to find that. I don't know what to do.
Well, there is a DVD on interactions with cops. I believe it's called Busted.
There's that. There's Flex Your Rights.
Flex Your Rights, yeah.
Org,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, CopLock has some stuff. I'm affiliated with that, as it's a decentralized organization. But, I mean, really, if you want to, if you're looking around and haven't found what you answers your questions, I'd be happy to talk to you offline, like, you know, later tonight or at another time, and try to bring you up to speed or share some resources with you.
Right. And that's just some general advice for dealing with cops is don't answer their questions. Instead, ask them questions. Put them on the spot. They're the ones who should be defending themselves. They're the ones who are aggressing against you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's kind of, I mean, I know I've seen the organization, oldkeepers.org, that talks about that.
Yep.
That's
indeed. That's another good one. Defendants. So, is there anything else you wanted to talk about, Natasha?
Because
we have to go to break. I can hold you over if you'd like.
Sure, that would be great. Because we have questions regarding the children.
Okay, we're just going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with Natasha and more on this Freedom Ride. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Last half hour of the show now. This is Luther,
Jason,
and Pete.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many... Oh, I wasn't. Mark was. You know that crap is going to kill you, right? There is a healthier option. 2,200 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com, a pack a day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more smell, no more secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit which with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. To go to Vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com. And I am not a smoker, but I have had the Vaporsmith and other similar electronic cigarettes, and I like them as an alternative to that.
I'd like to encourage all of my friends to switch to this method instead of smoking cigarettes, because cigarettes smell.
Yeah, I've even seen non-smokers adopt these new e-cigs. And
Sure. Even Ian, the main host on the show, has one that he likes to puff on. So we were talking with Natasha. And she's with the Freedom Riders for Raw Milk. And Natasha, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. And what is the website for this organization again, if you want to just put that out?
Yeah, it is rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
All right.
Rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
All right. And we had to cut you off to go to the break, but you had called in to talk about this event. It's going to be mothers taking a ride with raw milk across state lines and then drinking it right in front of the FDA's headquarters, right?
Yep.
All right. And you asked us about tips, activism tips for interacting with police, for being effective, that kind of stuff, right? Is there any other questions you wanted to ask?
Yeah. Well, because of the nature of it, this is moms and from all across the country. And so being moms, we're bringing our children with us first, which was to educate them on, hey, this is civil disobedience. This is what it means to be a citizen. But also for the more logical, practical thing of somebody's got to watch the kids. So we're, you know, this is a multi-day event. It takes 2 days to get out there, 2 days to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure out and didn't know what your guys' experience or advice was. If there, you know, the FDA has said that they're going to be present, if there are arrests that happen, we've talked about different scenarios of one being don't have the children actually be in the vans that cross the line, just have them come to the event, that they circumvent the entire thing of being there. And then the second option, talking about having paperwork for legal guardianship. And so we just didn't know, being concerned that the children, if they're in the car, that we're going to end up, everybody gets arrested and then the state takes the kids, and that would be really, right, really bad. Or even if just they're at the event. What was your experience with that? Have you had that happen? What do people do in that situation?
Well, I guess one thing I might say, the only thing I can think of really to suggest is have maybe have somebody team up with them and say, if I get arrested, you know, I can watch your kids. I'm not sure that they're going to arrest all of you. Or have people not involved, you know, who can watch the kids as well, you know, and take care of them and then bail you out until you get out of jail if they end up arresting you.
So I would. Okay. So is the plan to have raw milk in every single vehicle that's on this caravan?
I think so. Yeah, everybody's going to plan on having the milk. But what we talked about, like my friend Mel and I, we were saying that one person would actually be in a vehicle crossing the border with the milk. The other person would just take the children and not have the raw milk, just so that they're not doing, you know, so that the children are with somebody who's not.
Right. That sounds pretty sound.
I like that idea. I think I don't think the police really need to know which vehicles have raw milk in this caravan. And if I mean, each vehicle can certainly have signs and raise awareness about it being a raw milk caravan. But I don't think you need to identify which vehicles have the raw milk. And because of that, the police aren't who knows. But I don't think they're going to stop every single vehicle in this caravan and search for raw milk. I think you're going to make it safely to your destination, which is the FDA headquarters, where you can reveal the raw milk and maybe hand out samples and show people enjoying it and having a good time.
Okay. Great.
I don't know, Pete. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would say everything when you confront the folks who think they have a legitimate right to use force comes down to personal preference, where their line is. So there may be some folks that you traveled with from the Midwest that say, "Hey, I'm already putting I have a 4-day sunk cost into driving there and back. Like, I care about this. I'm not, you know, I'm just going to have milk in my car. I'm not going to act any differently. There is no victim. You know, I want to have my kids with me because this is an educational, you know, experience, and there's no victim. So like, I want to just show my kid that we don't need to live in fear." So that may be, you know, it comes down to the individual. There could be some folks who choose that, some folks who choose, but whatever happens, I would say make sure there's, everyone has phone numbers shared with other contacts.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to think about, like, if people do have smartphones, like downloading free apps to get them encrypted. You can download free apps so you can wipe them remotely.
You
can download a free app that'll, if someone gets the phone and tries to change a number, you'll still be notified. I mean, there's things like that. And I also would say, along with all the filming, to do the live streaming if possible. So, you know, ideally, if you do have a caravan and there's more than a few people, there'll be people in different services, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, whatever. So, and using different applications, there's free live streaming software like Justin TV, Ustream, Livestream, and Quick. And any one of those, I know there'll be times when you're on your caravan that you'll be outside of internet contact, but having a lot of different layers of redundancy will really help y'all. And I would just have that feed embedded on your homepage, so if folks aren't able to make it in person, they can watch it and see what's going down live. I mean, you guys could do updates when you take shipment, when you cross the line, when you get down there, and you know, if something is to happen, then people see it right there. It's objective, and they can call right away. They can get needed attention on the ground.
Okay, and I guess one of the things that was brought up in our class tonight, have you guys ever done, if the sheriff, you know, kind of the whole sheriff matching, that the sheriff comes off, does it ever work to go to the sheriff ahead of time and just kind of say, try and educate them and say, "Hey, I'm not some crazy person. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hoping." Is that a good thing, or does that usually not work?
I wouldn't plan on that working, but I think it's always a good idea to educate folks and let them know that you're a human being. You own yourself. You want to drink raw milk, and you should have the right. and let that law enforcer really think about what their actions, when they put their hands on you, you know, what that's about, and if they're going to be proud of that decision or not.
Yep. It's also important to stay calm. You know, you're obviously going to be pretty amped up when a cop's in your face and, you know, the potential of you being arrested is present. You know, you're going to be excited. Your adrenaline's going to be rushing. So it's important to stay as calm as possible. Yeah.
That's a great tip, because people are going to watch these videos and they're going to determine who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. And I'm looking at your website and your cause, and you guys are clearly the good guys here. The state shouldn't be telling you what you can and can't consume.
Right. The more eyes you can get on it, the safer you'll be. So, you know, like Jason said, maybe contacting the sheriff's not going to be the end all, but at least, you know, if you share a public press release with a bunch of news agencies, with law enforcement organizations, whoever, then you're saying, I got nothing to hide. I'm doing this, and, you know, other people have been made aware and will come to your aid if need be.
Okay. That's wonderful advice. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
Oh, and thanks
best
for
wishes.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea, and I also best wishes to you and everybody else there who's making this ride.
And so that's
thank you very much.
You bet. That's rawmilkfreedomriders.com. It's a pretty cool site.
Yep. So, I remember up in Vermont when I was living up there that there was something, the bill was being introduced about raw milk, and some libertarians there got together and had Butter Appreciation Day down at the State House in Montpelier. And what they did is they brought, you know, bread and butter and just ate, or other things you could put butter on, I guess.
Nice.
So
nice.
And so this is kind of on a grander scale, and I feel that it's a good thing. I mean, they've been arresting Amish people for selling milk, you know, and really they should just be left alone, as it should, everyone should be, to make decisions for themselves and trade with whoever they want.
Yeah, people think this is like not a big deal, a small issue, but, you know, this is where, you know, the state is trying to infringe on liberty, and I'm glad these guys are resisting now.
Yep, 855-450-3733. One more segment coming up. We can still take your call if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-3733. This is Luther,
Jason,
and Pete.
And you can check out the cam at cam.freetalklive. And we are getting candy right now. We got a little early Halloween present. Thank you, Michelle, co-host on the show sometimes. I'd like to tell you about the Free State Project. It's Are you frustrated at the loss of freedom and responsibility in America while growth of government and taxes continue unabated?
Yes.
Do you want to live in strong communities where your rights are respected and people exercise responsibility for themselves and in their dealings with each other?
Heck yes.
If you answered yes or heck yes to those questions, then the Free State Project has a solution for you. What is the Free State Project? Is an effort to recruit 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. We are looking for neighborly, productive, talented folks from all walks of life, of all ages, creeds, and colors, who agree to the political philosophy expressed in our statement of intent that government exists at most to protect people's rights and should neither provide for people nor punish them for activities that interfere with no one else. Go check out freestateproject.org.
And there's about 1,000 of us that have moved, right?
Yes, I'm one of the movers. Did you guys sign the signature of intent?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep, I did.
Yeah. I didn't sign that I moved here. I didn't count myself when I moved in, so I don't know what mover I am. Some people like to say, I'm mover number 857 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Yeah, nor
it seems
I.
Irrelevant.
I didn't know. Is there like a central database we're supposed to register with? Or?
They like for you to email somebody, and I did that. And then I just, when they told me that, when they thanked me for my email, I looked at the counter and I said, well, that's going to be my number.
I see. Well, Carla, if you're listening, then you might want to count me.
Count me as well. What are we going to talk about, guys, actually?
Well, we want to do a strong close because we only have like 11 minutes. So we were trying to get you to play the ukulele, but I don't see that out.
Right. Well, I figured, you know, maybe if we could set up some explosives, some pyrotechnics, you know, then I could play the ukulele.
Oh, but, right.
We need a budget for that.
Right. Yeah, it's just not in the budget. We're just filling in tonight.
I really had a good time tonight talking with you guys, but I have, like, this Halloween candy, so when the show's over, I'm going to munch down on that.
All right, well, it's not over just yet.
I would say, like, to pull off the, to trail off from the Free State Project plug, and, you know, we're all here, and, you know, folks that are in this area are mostly here for the same reason. You know, liberty in our lifetime, and it's not just a tagline. I would hope there's other good people on the ground elsewhere outside of the Shire that we've all met and communicate with online that have expressed interest in visiting or moving up here. And I would just say, you know, if you do want to bring about liberty in your lifetime, it's not just a tagline, then I would encourage you to make the move. You know, I'm a little down right now because it snowed right now, or it is snowing. I'm not sure which, but
right. It's a very slushy kind of snow.
Right, but you can put a jacket on for liberty and you'd be around this awesome supportive community.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely worth the trade-off. I come from Florida, you know, where snow is a four-letter word.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, and I've managed to just fine.
Right.
You know, I'm comfortable up here, and this is a beautiful place to live. I really love the outdoors, and I can't think of maybe Oregon. But anyway, New England's nice. You know, I've been in Maine and Vermont, and I go down to Massachusetts often, and my grandmother lives in Connecticut, and I'm looking for excuses to go to Rhode Island. But pretty much, you know, just the entire area is great. So even if you move to New Hampshire, you have more than just what's in New Hampshire.
Right, and the community is the thing that sets it apart. You know, elsewhere there's definitely groups of awesome folks that get together and do stuff, but here it's just the numbers and the breadth of activism and, you know, inside, outside. It's awesome.
And in New Hampshire in general has always been very community-based and very community-focused for the most part, so...
Right.
It's great seeing people rally to help one another. I know, I'm not sure how much it was talked about on Free Talk Live yet, but a friend of ours, Bo Davis, was recently arrested for the charge was, distributing a manufactured substance. Yeah, so that's what the state alleges, but, you know, we know him to be a really nice, peaceful guy. And so members of the community here are probably going to get together and form the Shire Choir, going around to the state liquor stores where they can let the customers know that this nice, peaceful man is being caged by the same state that is selling them liquor, liquor being far more harmful than marijuana. So I think a lot of people want to bring that point home. Derek, Jay Freeman, another host of Free Talk Live, he has a possession case coming up before the court. When Adam Kokesh was here, he made a video of Derek's arrest, and you know, he's just holding a pipe with cannabis in it, not harming anybody, and yet he was taken away. So that's the thing about living in New Hampshire, the live for your die state. They still will cage peaceful people for possession of cannabis, for using a drug that they choose to use that isn't authorized by the state. And so that's something that we really need to work on.
Right, it's crazy. And the fact that these charges, these threats are levied against people, I think oftentimes are done to try to chill dissent, to chill people from standing up for the rights. And in fact, it's only, I think, united and made the community stronger. You know, there may be, I went to a court case yesterday for a friend in Concord, and he had merely witnessed some people with badges on their chest talking to some other folks who looked a little, he said, razzled. And he walked nearby and encouraged them not to speak to the police, asked them if he wanted to film, if they would like him to film. And eventually the two people with badges on there pushed my peaceful friend against a wall, handcuffed him, and are, you know, levying threats against him. So the fact that there are a number of folks out there to support him, and on Monday I had court in Manchester, and the same thing happened there. You know, it's just the support on the ground makes a big difference.
It certainly does. And, well, free speech and drug prohibition are not the only issues going on here in New Hampshire. And actually, this is another free speech case, but this happened 2 years ago on Mount Monadnock, which is a very popular hiking destination in the area. It's one of the most hiked mountains in the country, if not the most, I believe, just because it's an easy climb, just 2 hours up, 2 hours down. I even made it up in an hour once, not that I'm bragging.
Kind of sound like you were.
Why bring it up then?
Oh, well, you know, people need to know this. This is important information.
I got 59 minutes then.
Bigfoot takes free speech fight to New Hampshire High Court. On a whim 2 years ago, performance artist Jonathan Doyle paraded around the bustling peak of New Hampshire's Mount Monadnock in a $40 Bigfoot costume from iParty. iParty is a local party store. They also sell Halloween costumes and other goods. He thought his deadpan video interviews with hikers describing their Bigfoot sightings would be worth a few chuckles on YouTube and might boost the profile of his other artwork. But the staff at Monadnock State Park found the Yeti act abominable. When Doyle returned with friends to shoot a sequel, the park manager quashed the production and ordered Doyle off the mountain, insisting he needed a state permit to film a movie in the park.
Where's the victim?
Yeah, exactly. Bigfoot stepped up with a lawsuit alleging that the park's permit regulations is unconstitutional. The New Hampshire Supreme Court next month will hear Doyle's complaint, though many elements of the dispute border on the absurd. The case raises some serious free speech issues. Well, I hope they're really absurd, and I always like it when people kind of mock the system and really mock the tyranny, and especially the court system, which is ridiculous in and of itself. It's like, I've said many times, it's like a religion. There's a ceremony involved in it, you know, you must stand for the man in the robe, he sits above you, he wears, like, they all have their costumes that they wear and their places that they stand.
Yeah, the whole state is a great fiction, man. It's just, you have to believe in this arbitrary authority, you know, it's the suspension of logic.
Yeah, when I was studying anthropology briefly in my short college career, I remember learning that all ceremonies are enactments of a myth. And it seems to me that the ceremony that they're enacting in court is the myth of state authority.
The myth of justice as well, that they can administer that with a monopoly on an important service like justice. Mm-hmm. I have a legal document for one of my for my trial coming up, and it ends with, "Wherefore the state of New Hampshire prays that the defendant be held to answer to this charge and that justice be done." I'm like, praise? That doesn't seem appropriate to be in this legal document. And so I looked at the definition. It's address a solemn request of thanks to a deity or other object of worship. And so this is the prosecutor talking to the judge, essentially.
Wow.
Creepy.
I'll continue here. Doyle's lawyer, Barbara Keshen, says, "With what this lawsuit is about for us is preserving the right of the little guy to express himself artistically." And this is, she works for the Civil Liberties Foundation, the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Foundation. That's kind of big for someone like me, who, you know, is an artist and does go out and perform. You know, there's a lot of people who try to curb that, and I think that's wrong. Well, it's been Luther
and Jason
and Pete,
and I think we had a good night, guys. So don't forget to vote over at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live. Voting ends at midnight, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Support Yeti Freedom.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.